Daf is Menachos Daf Pei Gimel. Today's shir is sponsored by Josh and Michelle Prero, Lezecher Nishmas, Josh's father, Harav Yisrael Aryeh, Ben Harav Shmuel Tzvi, Zichrono Levracha, and Hashem Shavin Aliyah, from the Zichus of our learning. Today's shir is also sponsored anonymously, Lezichus Rufor Shleima, for Sar Rivka Bas Hinda Bela, Shishav Rufor Shleima, Besoch Shar Chole Yisrael. So we are holding on Daf Pei Beis Amud Beis, and we are at V'Rabbi Akiva. Last word in line is V'Rabbi. So we got through discussing how Rabbi Akiva doesn't like the idea of learning a halacha about Pesach Doros from Pesach Mitzrayim, because ain't done in Efshar, Mishai Efshar. So the idea that you can't use Meiser Sheni money to pay for your carbon Pesach can't be derived from Pesach Mitzrayim. They didn't have Meiser Sheni money in Pesach Mitzrayim. So the Gemara is going to try to figure out, where does Rabbi Akiva know this din, that you're not allowed to use Meiser Sheni money to buy your carbon Pesach? And the Gemara is going to tell us it's based on a pasuk that lists a whole bunch of different karbanos, and we learn one detail from each karban that reflects on all of the other karbanos. But once it's going through the drashos that we make on that pasuk, it's not only going to identify the drasha that's relevant to us, it's going to identify all the drashos that Rabbi Akiva makes. And once we're identifying all the drashos that Rabbi Akiva makes from that pasuk, we're going to identify all the drashos that Rabbi Eliezer makes from that pasuk. In fact, we're going to go with Rabbi Eliezer first, then Rabbi Akiva, and we'll see in the course of Rabbi Akiva's drashos how he learns that Pesach Doros cannot be bought from Meiser money, it has to be bought from Meiser Sheni money, it has to be bought Dafka Min HaChulin. So we're going to go through all of those drashos. That's going to take us through the entire Amud Aleph. And then the Gemara is going to have an Amud Beis at the very end of the 8th Perek, three different psukim that all seem to teach that if you have an animal that was originally designated as a Korban Pesach but will not be used as a Korban Pesach, that's, you're supposed to use it as a Korban Shlamim. Why do I need three different psukim to teach the same din, that most are Pesach l'shlamim, whatever is left over, whatever is not going to be used as a Korban Pesach, is brought min ha-shlamim. And then the beginning, Be'ez Hashem, of the 9th Perek, we're going to discuss how all menachos, except for the Omer and the Shtei Lechem, can be brought from Yashan, it can be brought from Chutz La'aretz, but Omer and Shtei Lechem, we insist, it has to be min ha-chadash, it has to be from Eretz Yisrael. The Brice is going to add in the Gemara that Omer and Shtei Lechem from Yashan would be kosher, even though really it should be min ha-chadash, and we're going to have psukim that indicate that it should be from Chadash, and even though there are psukim that indicate that it should be from Chadash, the Brice is going to suggest that that's only l'chadchila. We're going to see that in fact is a machlokas tanaim. So let's begin. We are at V'Rabbi Akiva on Pei Beis and Beis. Again, the last one line is V'Rabbi. So says the Gemara, V'Rabbi Akiva, Pesach de Nubayel min achulim min alei. How does Rabbi Akiva know that the Korban Pesach has to be bought with non-Meiser Sheni money, with only chulin money? He can't learn it from Pesach Mitzrayim because he holds ain't done in Efshar, Mishai Efshar. So Nafkli Mehadam Rishmul Mishum Rabbi Lazar. He derives it from the Pasuk that Rabbi Eliezer darshins, and Rabbi Akiva also has a drasha on this Pasuk, and we're going to first go through Rabbi Eliezer's drasha, then Rabbi Akiva's drasha, and in the course of going through Rabbi Akiva's drasha, we're going to see where he learns that Pesach Doros cannot be bought from Meiser Sheni money. But first we're going to go through Rabbi Eliezer's drasha. The Pasuk says, Zos HaTorah La'olav, La'mincha, V'la'chatos, V'la'ashem, La'milum, L'zevach HaShlamim. So it identifies six different karbanos, and none of them are really necessary, because it's at the end of the Parashos HaKarbanos, and by each karban it already said, Zos Torah Sa'olah, Zos Torah Sa'chatos, it already said by each one, it identified the karban. So why does it have to list them all again at the end? So each one is to make a drasha. Ola, ma ola tu unakli, af kol to unkli. That just like karban ola requires a kli, so do all the other karbanos require a kli. Says Mar Maihi, what kind of kli are we referring to? Ilem a mizrak, we're talking about a kli to catch the blood. By Zivchei Shalmitzibur, it says beferish, that you catch the blood. So that can't be something unique about Ola, that it says by Ola to then be malamed about the rest, because by some of the others it also talks about such a kli. Ella sakin. No, the kli that we're talking about over here is the use of a knife. Va'ola gufa minolan. How do I know by an ola that you need a knife to do the shechita, that you can't do a shechita with something else? Dechziv Yishlach Avram Esyado Vayikach Smacheles, which is the knife, Lishchot Espino. So you see, Avram shechted was going to shecht Yitzchak with the Macheles. So that's how you see that a carbon ola needs a knife. Says Mar Vahasam Olahu. How do I know Yitzchak was an ola? Because Dechziv Vayaleu La Ola Tachas Bino. That when he took the animal instead of Yitzchak, it was an ola Tachas Bino. That Yitzchak was meant to be an ola Tamima. He was meant to be a carbon ola. So you see from there that the sakin is used for a carbon ola, and from that we learn that all other carbonos also require a sakin. So that's our daf yomi coincidence for the week. We just read the parsha Akedah in last week's parsha, but this idea that you have to use a sakin as opposed to what? So Rashi tells us that it's coming to tell me to shecht with a sakin veloyim lekenu, not to do malika. By ofos we do malika, so tell me that by these animal carbonos you must use a sakin. So it sounds like that we don't learn from here that you have to dafka use a sakin. You just can't do malika, that has to be b'derech shchita, not b'derech malika. But in Maseches Vachman, Daf Tzadik Ches Amud Aleph, Rashi writes that from here we see that the shchita has to be with a sakin that's a kli shareis, and not with a tzur or a kana. Don't use a sharp-edged rock, don't use a sharp-edged reed. So it sounds like it's not just about doing it derech shchita and not derech malika, but dafka, that there has to be a kli that's called a sakin that is used for the carbon ola. In Maseches Chulin, on Daf Gimel, the Gemara tells us that you're allowed to shecht kodshim with a kromish shel kana, that you are allowed to use a reed. And Tosos over there raises the question that l'chora it's a stira to our sugya, because our sugya says that shechitas kodshim has to be dafka with a sakin that we learn from karbonola. So in Maseches Chulin, Tosos answers that the Gemara over there is talking about where you make the kana, you fashion it in such a way that it's mamish like a kli, even though it's not going to be able to be a kli shareis, because you can't make kli shareis out of eights the way we paskin. We paskin like Rebbe, who holds Maseches Sukkah, that an eights cannot be fashioned into a kli shareis, but it could still be fashioned into what looks like a kli. It doesn't have to be a kli shareis. So that is how Tosos suggests in Maseches Chulin to answer the stira between the two sugyas. Now it's interesting. We say, how do I know Yitzchak? How do I know that when Avram shechted it was a karbonola? Because Yitzchak was a karbonola. It says that ola tachas bino. The Chasam Sofer points out in Maseches Chulin and the Sfas Emes over here, both point out that the Gemara could have had a different pasuk, an earlier pasuk, v'ha'aleu sham la'ola, way earlier in the parsha. So why does it have to say, why does the Gemara quote the later pasuk, v'ha'aleu li'ola tachas b'no? So in the Sefer Teferes Yaakov of Maseches Chulin, he explains that from the earlier pasuk, it was talking about Yitzchak himself. Maybe you can't have any limud from Yitzchak himself. It could be that dafka Yitzchak had to be shechted al yidei sakin, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu was makbid on the cover of Yitzchak, that he should be shechted at least with a chashva kli and not with stam a kromish al kana. So that's why the Gemara Dafka wants to bring the pasuk when it's no longer Yitzchak. Vayavi ehuli ola tachas beno is already when it's the animal in place of Yitzchak. So from there you see that karbanos, even if they don't happen to be Yitzchak, also require a sakin. So the drushas continue in the pasuk, and we're holding three lines from the bottom of the page on pei beis and beis. Mincha ma mincha in nechel asal zichre kuna afkale nechel nel zichre kuna. From Karban Mincha we derive that just like Karban Mincha can only be eaten by male Kohanim, so too all these other Karbanos can only be eaten by male Kohanim. Which Karbanos do we need to learn from Karban Mincha that they can only be eaten by male Kohanim? Ichatas v'asham be'ediksiv. If you're talking about Ichatas and Asham, that it says beferish that they can only be eaten by male Kohanim. In the Pesukim, as Rashi points out, v'zei yelacham mikotshei akadashim min ha'esh l'kol chatasam l'kol ha'shamam v'samach le'bekotash akadashim. So it says beferish that they have to be eaten dafka by zichrei kuna. And izifchei shalmei tzibur, and if you're going to learn zifchei shalmei tzibur means the kivsei atzeres, right? The sheep that you bring on Shavuos, mi ribuy dekrayasi. I learned that from a ribuy in the pasuk of Kodesh Hakadoshim Tochlenu Kol Zachar Yochaloso, that only the Zachar B'Kohanim are able to eat it. So you see explicitly that all of these things only zichrei kuna. Limera zifchei shalmei tzibur sheina chalmel zichrei kuna. That ribuy tells me that the zifchei shalmei tzibur, the kivsei atzeres, Aseres can only be eaten by Zichrei Kohuna. So why do I need the limud from Korban Mincha, that just like Mincha is only eaten by Zichrei Kohuna, so too all of these Korbanos are only eaten by Zichrei Kohuna? I have Beferish in the Pasuk, or at least Joshua's to teach me about all these other Korbanos that they're only allowed to be eaten by Zichrei Kohuna. Says Gemara Tanaihi. It's in fact a Machlokas Tanaim where we derive this halacha from. Ika demaisi lamehacha, vika demaisi lamehacha. Some derive it from the Korban Mincha in this Pasuk that identifies all the Korbanos, and some derive it from these Ribuyim in the Pasuk. Okay, then the Torah goes on to list Chatas. What do we learn from Chatas to the other Korbanos? Well, ma Chatas mekadsha bibalua. I've called mekadsha bibalua. That just like Korban Chatas is mekadesh bibalua, says Rashi in the last wide line, Rashi, kigon, shayushte chatichos, acha shlamim v'achas basar chatas. Let's say you have two pieces of meat. One of them is shlamim, and one of them is meat of a chatas. V'nafal min achatas ala shlamim, v'nivla ba. And a piece of chatas meat falls on the shlamim meat, and it gets absorbed into it. Yochal kechomer shaba, liyom v'layla kechatas. You now have to eat even that shlamim meat with all the chumras of a chatas. That even though shlamim gets nechal l'shnei yomim v'layla echad, this piece of meat that has blios of a chatas now only gets eaten for one day and one night. So that's what we learn. Machatz mekatcha bablua. So to have kol mekatcha bablua, that there's such a notion of blios transferring from one to the other and being treated kechomer sheba because of those blios by all the other kabbarnos as well. Asham, what do I learn from Asham? Ma Asham ein shvir v'shilya kadosh bo. Just like by a carbon Asham, the embryonic sac and the skin of the fetus are not kadosh in Asham. Why? How do I know they're not kadosh in Asham? Because they don't exist in Asham. An Asham is a male carbon, so there is no shvir v'shilya. So just like by an Asham, it's obvious that there's no kedusha of a shvir v'shilya because there is no shvir v'shilya. Avkal ein shvir v'shilya kadosh. So to every carbon, the shvir and the shilya are not kadosh in the carbon asham, in any other carbon either. So kasavra, because we're assuming, Rabbi Lazar assumes, vlados kachim bavyasan in kadoshim. When does vlad kachim become kadosh? Only bavyasan. Bavyasan means at birth, not at conception. V'dan in efshar, misha'i efshar. And even though it's true by the Korban Asham, there's no possibility of Shvir V'shilya, so how do I learn about other Korbanos that do have a possibility of Shvir V'shilya? So Rabbi Lazar holds, l'shitaso in our Mishnah, that dan in efshar, misha'i efshar, that you're allowed to learn a case where there is no possibility, a case where there is a possibility from a case where there is no other possibility. As Rashi points out, v'dan in efshar, nekeva, diyesh b'shilya, mei asham zachar, de'lo shilya, that we're learning in nekeva from Nasham, which is male and doesn't have shilya. Miluim, what do I learn from the word miluim? Ma miluim mosrein b'sreifa. Ve'in balechayim mosrein b'sreifa. Just like the kabanos of the miluim. Whatever was left over that didn't get eaten in time, you're supposed to burn. But balechayim are not mosrein b'sreifa if they designated animals in advance for the miluim and they ended up not using it because they designated, let's say, extra animals, la'achrayus, just in case something happens to some of the kabanos. So what do they do with those extras? They do not need to be burnt. Those are the Mosar does not need to be burnt. Afkal Mosreim Mosreifa Ven Belechayim Mosreim Mosreifa. So to buy all these other Kabanos as well, it's true the Mosar of the Kabanos, once they were actually used as Kabanos, have to get burnt. Mosar has to get burnt. But if they were never actually used as Kabanos, they're never actually brought as Kabanos, then you don't need to burn these animals. Shlamim, and what do we learn from Shlamim? Ma Shlamim Mefaglin Umispaglin. Just like Shlamim can be Mefagel and can become Pigel itself, I've called mefaglin or mispaglin. So too, all these other kabbarnos can be mefagel and mispagel. Rashi explains, shlomim are mefaglim, shatoda mefageles es alechem. The toda could be mefagel the lechem, meaning the zevach of the toda could be mefagel the lach metoda. You have machshav chutz l'zmano. While you're doing the zevach, the lach metoda become pigel as well. Umispaglin atzman im chisheben the ikar pigul b'shlamim ksiv, and obviously you have a machshavas chutzos mano on the shlamim, so that shlam becomes pigul. So I've called mefaglin on zivchei shalmitzibur mefaglin eshtei alechem. So too we can learn by the zivchei shalmitzibur by the kifsei atzeres that if you have a machshavas pigul during the kifsei atzeres, it's mefagel the shtei alechem, and obviously it's mispagel itself. So that was all Rabbi Elazar Shita, and the only reason we quote Rabbi Elazar Shita over here is so that we could quote Rabbi Akiva, who argues on what we learn from each of these words in the Pesukim, because from one of these words in the Pasuk, we're apparently going to derive that Pesach Doros cannot be bought from Maaser Sheni money. It has to be bought from Chulin money. That's why we're bringing all of this, just to find that one drasha of Rabbi Akiva. So it happens to be that Rabbi Akiva doesn't disagree with every drasha Rabbi Elazar made. He agrees with some of them, but he disagrees with others. So b'masnisa tana mishmeid Rabbi Akiva, so we learned in Brisa the name of Rabbi Akiva as follows. Zos hatara v'chulei, so mincha. So let's go through carbon by carbon. What do we learn from mincha? Ma mincha mekadeshes b'balua, avkol mekadeshes b'balua. So you'll notice in the pasuk itself, it's zos hatara la'ola ula mincha l'chatas. Really, ola should have been the first thing we mentioned, but he must agree with Rabbi Eliezer about ola. Now what do we learn from ola? That you have to use a sock. So he agrees, yeah, that's what you learn from Ola. They have to use a sakin, like by Avram Avinu, the Machelos, the Shchotos Beno. Fine. But the first one he disagrees about is Mincha. He says, no, you know what I learned about Karban Mincha? Nothing to do with Zichrei Kuhuna. Like Rabbi Elazar said, no, Ma Mincha Mekadeshes Bebalua. Avkol Mekadeshes Bebalua. What I learned from Mincha is that it's Mekadesh Bebalua, that it has the ability to cause something else to take on all of its chumras by passing on its blios, by getting absorbed in something else. And it needs to say this both in the context of a chatas and in the context of a mincha. Dikas rachmana b'mincha, if we only had by mincha that there's such a notion of blios, that the blios aser mishum derechicha bala, I would say, yeah, because the mincha is soft, fine flour that clearly gets fully absorbed into whatever it gets mixed into. Aval chatas, same alo, but a karmel chatas, which is a slab of meat that lands on another slab of meat, I would say that the shlamim that it landed on does not absorb the chatas. Because rachmana b'chatas, mishum de basar, agav de shamin kadir. And if it would have said chatas, only chatas, I would have said, yeah, because the fattiness of meat has the ability to penetrate. Av mincha imalo, but fluffy flour does not penetrate. So tzricha, that's why I need to be told, both by mincha and by chatas, that the blios are going to be mekadesh, whatever it gets balua into. To the extent that, it has to be treated kichomer. Chatos, where do I learn from chatos? Well, ma chatos ein ba el minachulin ubayom ubiyadoy emanis. I learn from chatos, and here's the key drasha, that chatos can only be brought from chulin. You're not allowed to use meiser sheni money to buy the carbon. And also biyom, can only be brought during the day, and also biyadoy yamanis. So af kol, so to any carbon, all the carbonos that we list, ain't about elamin achulin ubiyom ubiyadoy yamanis. They can only be brought from chulin money. What do we mean af kol? So Rashi says, Bein Pesach, Bein Toda, Ein Ba'al Menachulin. So that's where Rabbi Akiva darshins, that Pesach Doros can only be bought with Chulin money and not with Maaser Sheni money. So that line is the reason for this entire Ramud, right? So to have that one line, that it's Ein Ba'al Menachulin. So it says Gemara, but V'chatas Gufa Min Alam. Yeah, you want to learn that from Chatas, but how do you know that about Chatas? How do you know that a Chatas is itself can only be brought Menachulin? Oh, Amr Chista Damakra, V'ikrav Arun is Parachatos asher lo, because it says that Aaron brings the parachatos asher lo, lo mishalo, velo mishal meiser, that it has to be his, and it can't be from meiser sheni money. So from the fact that it's got to be his and not meiser sheni, we learn that it can't be meiser sheni money. Shittim Gubetz says you have to add in mishalo velo mishal tzibur, that it has to be his and it also can't come from the tzibur's money, because that's the drasha the Gemara makes elsewhere, Meseches Vachim and Meseches Chulin, that not only Mishalo velo mishal meiser, it has to mamish be his. It can't be brought with communal funds. In Chulin, Rashi writes that l'chora this should be this drasha of mishalo excluding mishal meiser sheni, that meiser sheni is not called his, is subject to that machlokas tanaim that we learned about yesterday. What is meiser sheni? Is meiser sheni mamon kavoa or is it mamon hedyot? L'chora, if meiser sheni is mamon hedyot, it's considered yours. Mishalo should not exclude Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni very well fits Mishalo. It's only if you say Maaser Sheni is Momon Gavoa that this drasha works. The that's what Rashi points out in Maseches Chulin, that Maaser, if you hold Maaser Sheni Momon Hedyot, then the Maaser is Shalo, and you can't be Mamai bringing it from Maaser from Mishalov lo Mishal Acherim. So it must be that it's Nismite from the fact that it says by the Parash Al Aaron a second time Asher Lo. So the second Asher Lo must be what we use to make this extra drasha, not to even bring it from Eisav Sheni. But the pure mashmaos of the pasuk of Asher Lo would not exclude Eisav Sheni. It needs extra words to exclude Eisav Sheni. However, Tosfos holds that it's all from the same drasha, that it's all from the words Asher Lo. Tosfos way back in Daf Beis Amud Aleph, that it's all Asher Lo. So that's a discussion in the Rishonim. Is this subject to that machlokas of Meis Sheni Mamon Gavoa versus Meis Sheni Mamon Hedyot? Okay, says Gemara. But wait, we learned from Chatos three halachos. Number one, that it can't be brought from Meis Sheni money. Number two, that it has to be brought by Yom. And number three, that it has to be brought by Yadoi Manis. Says Gemara, Biyom, mi Biyom Tzavosa Nafka. The fact that it has to be brought by Yom, I know from a different pasuk. It says Biyom Tzavosa. Says Gemara, Kedinasva. You're right. We just mentioned it, Derech Agav. You know, once we're talking about the Karmel Chatos and things that we know about it, so we mentioned that it's brought by Yom. But Eino Chinami, this isn't the source that the other Karbanos have to be brought by Yom. Biyadoi Manis, how do I know that Karbanos have to be brought, the other Karbanos have to be brought with your right hand? Meet the Rabbi Bar Bechana Nafka. I know that from elsewhere also. I know that from Rabbi Bar Bechana. Dom Rabbi Bar Bechana, Amar Ish Lakish. Kol Mokom Shnemer Etzba. Ukuna, Eino El Yamin. Whenever it says etzba, whenever it says kuhuna, it always means the right hand. So I know it just from the usage of the terminology of etzba and kuhuna. I don't need to learn from this fancy drush over here. Says Mar Kedinas, for you're right. The idea that it's brought that it's brought biyamin is not derived from this pasuk. But the key drusha that we were looking for is derived. The idea that it's only bam min achulin and that it's not bam min amaiser is derived from this pasuk. Says the Gemara, the pasuk continues, Asham. What do I learn from Asham? Ma Asham atzmos of mutarin, afkol atzmos of mutarin. Just like carbon Asham, the bones of the Asham are mutar, so too the bones of every carbon are mutar. Mutar to do what? Says Tosos, Balim Tosos, Ma Asham atzmos of mutarin, lasos men kalim. To make kalim, you can make bone china out of it. Ani shamati sharei nechal kohanim v'noser ba'atzamos lo shaychal b'davar anechal afkal v'afilu ola. That even a carbon ola, all the whole din of noser, the whole din of all the kedusha that's going to remain after you finish with the carbon is only true about the edible parts of the carbon. But the bones, even of a carbon ola, are totally mutter. That's how Tosla says. Now Rashi over here writes that the atzamos are also says atzamos are mutter do what? To make kalim. And the Arzurua brings a raya from here that if you're allowed to make kalim out of the bones of a karban, isn't that a raya that bones do not absorb any tam? Because if bones absorb tam, then the bones of a karban should l'chora have tam of kachim in them. And if they have tam of kachim in them, how could you make kalim out of them? The blios are going to go into your food. It's going to ruin everything. So you see that bones must not absorb tam. However, the Mordechai is not so excited about this chiddush. The Mordechai in the second parak of Maseches Pesachim is not so excited about this chiddush. But this is the chiddush of the Ar Zeruah based on our Gemara. Now, what about all those Rishonim that hold the clay etzem? Are balea, it's a good kasha, no? That you're allowed to use these bones to make kalim out of it. What about the blios of kachim that are in these bones? So in the Klei Chemda, he suggests a very creative suggestion, very creative interpretation. Based on Iran and Maseches Avodah Zarah, the Iran explains Maseches at the very end of Avodah Zarah, the reason that the Torah tells us that you have to break Klei Cheres, and that you have to do agala on Klei Mateches when they have absorbed the flavor of Kodesh, of kachim in it, is not in order that you'll avoid that the next time you cook with those kalim, that the flavor shouldn't come out of those kalim into the food that you're going to cook in it next time. Nah, because you don't have to worry about that anyway, because as long as a full day has passed, or a laila has passed, according to some Rishonim, since the last time you cooked kachim in it, so then it's nosin tam lefkam anyway. It already is giving a negative tam into whatever food. And anything that's nosin tam lefkam is not going to aser the food. So the reason I have to kasher the kelim that have absorptions of kodesh in them is not because I'm protecting the next thing I cook in that pot. Next thing I cook in that pot is fine anyway, as long as I wait long enough. So what is the reason? Because the blios themselves become nosar, and there's a chiv of biur a nosar. You have to destroy nosar. So how do I fulfill the biur of nosar when the nosar is absorbed into the kli? You do hagala. You do shviras kli cheres. You break it. So the chora says the kli chemda. I don't understand. How does shviras kli cheres help to destroy the nosar in the kli? Right? It's absorptions of flavor. I smash it. The absorbed flavor is still in there. When I do agala, so I'm pulling the flavor out, so the flavor's gone. But when I smash it, the flavor's still there. It's just in a million pieces. It's still balua in the shvarim. So he says maybe you could explain this based on the Gemara in the end of Maseches Nida, that dam mace, the blood of a dead body that gets absorbed in a beged, if it's yotza al yidei kibus, if there's a way to extract it through cleaning the beged, that dam is metame bol. So you have a blood drenched beged, that dam is metame ba'ol, if that dam is extractable from the beged. Otherwise, it's kemisha eno, it's as if it doesn't exist. So he says the same is going to be true by blios of kachin, that the Torah is only makbid on destroying nosa that's balua if it's nosa that's able to be extracted al yidei bishul. So the Torah says, break the kli. Now this kli is not shaykh to be mevashal with. Memelitz kemisha eno. It's as if it's not there. That's how you're fulfilling the din of breaking the kli. So he says, now I understand the atzamos of kachim. Such a pilpul. He says, now I understand the atzamos of kachim. Why it is that the kachim bones are going to be okay to make kelim out of, and I'm not worried about the absorptions of kachim in them. Why? Because so long as you don't make kelim out of them, the whatever is balua in them is not omed latzes, is not meant to be extracted. And therefore, if it's not something that could be extracted or would be extracted, it's kimavuar, it's as if it's destroyed. You're not going to say something that's already destroyed can then be chuzer v'nei, or can then come back and be undestroyed. So now I can make kelim out of it, even though the reality is that those absorptions of kachim may in fact come out, but there was a point where they couldn't come out because it was just a pile of bones. So at that point, it was already kimavuar. That's what he suggests. So he says it would come out a very great chiddush, says the Klei Chemda. Let's say you decided to make the bone china out of these bones before the sov zman achila of the kachin, before it ever became nosar. Then you have a problem, because at the time that it was nosar, it was already in kelim that were meant to be extracted, that where the tam was meant to be extracted, which meant it was real, it was actual nosar that had to be dealt with. That would be a chumrah. That would turn out that you would not be able to use such a thing. Okay, says the Gemara Vayta now, Rabbi Akiva. So all of this we went through to show why Rabbi Akiva doesn't use the drasha. He doesn't use the drasha of our Mishnah to teach not to buy Pesach, Karban Pesach, with Maaser Sheni money. So what does he do with the pasuk? Rabbi Akiva, Haivah Zavachta Pesach, my Avidlei. What does he do with the pasuk of Zavachta Pesach, which Rabbi Eliezer used to tell me that you're not allowed to use Maaser Sheni money to buy a Karban Pesach? Here, Rabbi Kiva dashens it from the drasha we just mentioned. So says more mibayle luchter Rav Nachman. He uses it to teach Rav Nachman's din. Dam Rav Nachman, Ram Rabba Ravua, minayin the moser Pesach shakar of shlamim. How do I know that whatever extra you have from Karban Pesach could be used as Karban shlamim? Shneamar b'zavachta Pesach l'Hashem elokecha tzon uvakar. That it says for Karban Pesach you bring tzon uvakar. Well, that's not true at all. You are not allowed to bring bakar for a Karban Pesach. Following Pesach by elamina kvasim mina izim. Pesach can only be brought from sheep, from goats. It cannot be brought from bakar, from cattle. Ella mosra pesach yehei l'davar abba minatzonu min abakar. The mosra pesach, whatever you're not going to use for the carbon pesach, should be brought for the kind of carbon that can be brought from tzonu bakar. So pesach itself in akinami can only be brought from tzon. But if you have extra animal, an animal that was designated for carbon pesach that you're now going to use for something else, what do you use it for? Use it for the type of carbon that could be brought. Tzon ubakar, namely a carbon shlamim. So says Mar Vahame Hachanafka. Great drasha, but is that really the real drasha? Do we know the din of Moser Pesach being used for a Karmel Shlomim from this pasuk? Midav Avod Shmuel Nafka, I know from Avod Shmuel. Tichsiv, im minatzon karbono, lezevach shlomim. V'amar Avod Shmuel, dobra, ba minatzon, yehe, lezevach shlomim. That it says, im minatzon karbono, a carbon that can only be brought from tzon, should be a shlomim. What do you mean? A shlomim could be brought from bakar as well. Ah, the pasuk is telling me that if you have leftovers of that which can only be brought from tzon, namely Karban Pesach, use it instead as a shlamim. So that's the drasha that Moser Pesach is a shlamim. Says Gemara, and I'll give you one more. Va'akati mehacha nafka. Is it even that drasha mehasa nafka? There's a third drasha. Va'atanya keves l'rabbos is a pesach la'alia. Says keves to tell me that the tail of the Karban Pesach also has to be burnt on the mizbeach. Keshuamar im kevas lahavi pesach sha'avra shnaso. That comes to include even a carbon pesach that is aged out, that's already avra shnaso. Ushlam abam machmas pesach l'kol mitzvah shlamim. And any shlamim that's bam machmas pesach that used to be kadosh with kedush carbon pesach, but is now being used instead as a carbon shlamim, that you treat it with all the dinim of a carbon shlamim. Namely, shayitanu smicha, you need to do smicha, nidu mesachim, utunavas chaz v'shok, meaning a mamish becomes a carbon shlamim. So that's the drasha that Moser Pesach becomes a carbon shlamim. Kishuamer v'im eiz hifsaginyan limer ala eiz shein natuna alia. And when it says v'im eiz, it's telling me that the tail of a goat does not need to be burnt on the mizbeach, only the tail of the keves. But bottom line is, I have three psukim that all teach me this same din. Agav, we mentioned that the tail of a keves needs to be used as part of the karban. That's the story that appears at the very beginning of Maseches Pesachim, when there was this guy that used to bring the Karban Pesach each and every year, and he used to brag about it. He would go back home and he would tell everybody, I brought a Karban Pesach and the Chacham weren't on to me. No one caught me. They don't say anything. And, it says, Kol Zar, Ben Echar, Lo Yochal Bo, and I enjoy my Karban Pesach every year. So what was it? Bab Ben Buta? No, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira. I think Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira said to him, May Alya Mikasav Alach? Yeah, did you get to eat from the fatty tail of your keves? Did you get to eat from the tail? And he said, no, they never gave me the tail. They must be on to you. If they didn't give you the tail, then they must realize you're a guy. So he said, no, there's no way. So next time he went back with the Karban Pesach, he said, I'd like to eat from the tail. So they said, what do you mean? You're not allowed to eat from the tail? That has to be burnt on the mizbeach. Who told you that you should ask for the tail? He said, the holy Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira told me I should ask for the tail. So he said, he knows how to learn. Something's wrong over here. Why would he tell you to ask for the tail? So they check into his yichus, and they discover that he's a guy, and they kill him. That's the so there's a whole deal in Achron, like kill him. I mean, what do you do? Like, is that something for which you're chayiv misa? Okay, but that's the whole discussion. That's all based on this idea that the aliyah, this limud, this drasha that we're making right here, that the aliyah of the keves is brought on the mizbeach. It's burnt. It's not supposed to be fed to the bialim. There's an interesting discussion in contemporary Achronim. There's a tshuva in Rav Ozner in the Shevet Alevi in Chelek Ches. He discusses there are different types of sheep. Some sheep don't have a tail. There are sheep that have fatty tails, and there are sheep that don't have any tail at all. So Rav Ozner was asked whether that's klayim zebezeh. Meaning, are they considered two separate meaning? So the Shoel quotes a tshuva from Rav Moshe, where Rav Moshe says anything that b'sheshes may b'reshes was already separate meaning. Those are already existed. Those are considered separate meaning. But if it's one min that just developed over time in different places to look slightly different from each other, that's all considered one min. So Rav Ozner says actually a little differently. He says, you know, in the Torah categorizes the different kinds of animals that we have. We have a kev. We have A's and we have Bakar. So if this is not an A's, then it's a Keves. Meaning, so it fits all the other categories of a Keves. So then it's a Keves. But he says, maybe you're not allowed to use it for a Karban Pesach. Because by Karban Pesach, the Keves, we have this drasha that the Aliyah has to be burnt. So maybe, if you can't burn an Aliyah because it doesn't have an Aliyah, maybe you're not allowed to use it as Karban Pesach, even though, legabe every halacha, it actually is a Keves. And then he has a fantastic limud about, based on the Malbim, sometimes we call it a Kesev, sometimes a Keves. right? Why do we call it one and not the other? And each one refers, one is a reference to the tail, the other is a reference to the wool. And not so clear that that's correct halacha, because it seems that we really use those terms interchangeably. So anyway, bottom line is, over here the Gemara says that we seem to have three different drashos that all tell me that Moser Pesach is supposed to be used as a Korban Shlamim. So Tzlosek Raiksid, Chad the Avar Zman of Avar Shnaso, one to tell me that it's way past, meaning it's the Zman of Korban Pesach is already past, and the animal's too old to even be used as a Korban Pesach, so then you use it as a Korban Shlamim. Then I need a second drash of Chad the Avar Zmano v'lo Avar Shnaso, to tell me that if the Zman of Korban Pesach is past, but the animal's still young enough to have been used as a Korban Pesach, that it could be used as a Shlamim as well. V'chad, the law of Zmano, v'lo of Rosh Naso. And another one, tell me, it's not even Erev Pesach yet. So you could still use this animal as a Korban Pesach, but if you don't, it's used as a Korban Shlamim. Well, why wouldn't you? So Rashi points out, Kigon Sha'avad Kodem Chatzos, that maybe it got lost, and the Hifrish Acher Tachtov, and you designated another animal in its place. V'nimtza, d'imratza l'shokta Kodem Chatzos, Korban Shlamim. Now you found the original, so you don't need two Korbanos Pesach, so what are you going to do with the other animal? If you want, this third Joshua teaches us, even though this was designated with the Kedusha of Korban Pesach, and it could still be used technically as a Korban Pesach, but if you want, you can use it as a Korban Shlamim, just shecht it before Chatzos, and use it as a Korban Shlamim, even though it's still ratui for a Korban Pesach. Utsrichi, and I need all three of these drushas. Diashmina of Rizman of Avra Shnaso, if it only would have had the drusha about a Pesach that's too old and it's past Pesach, Mishum Didchile Legami, I would say, yeah, of course you could use it as Korban Shlamim, because it's totally beyond use as a Korban Pesach. Avlov Rizman of Lov Rashnaso, the Chazi the Pesach Sheni, Emalo, but if it's Avar Zmano, Erev Pesach has passed already, but it's not too old yet. The animal's not too old. So I would say, so save it for Pesach Sheni. It's still right for Pesach Sheni. You can't use it as a Korban Shlamim. So that's why I need the second drasha. V'yashmin avr zmano v'lo avr shenoso ditchilem Pesach Rishon avlo avr zmano v'lo avr shenoso da'afilu Pesach Rishon nami chazi emalo. And if it only would have told me the second drasha, I would say, yeah, when it's already no longer Erev Pesach, that's when you could use it as a Korban Shlamim. But if it's not even Erev Pesach yet, and this animal itself could still be used on Erev Pesach, I would think that at that point you can use it as, you can only use it as a Pesach and not as a Shlamim Tzricha. That's why I need all the drushos to tell me that Mosar Pesach is brought as a Korban Shlamim. So now we move on to the ninth parak of Maseches Menachos. Says the Mishnah, Kol Korbanos HaTzibur VaYachid Boim Min HaAretz UMichutz LaAretz Min HaChadosh Min HaYashan. All Korbanos HaTzibur, all Korbanos Yachid, meaning all Korbanos Menachos. Rashi points out, Hainu Menachos, not every Korban, but all Korbanos Mincha, they come from Eretz and from Chutz LaAretz, Min HaChadosh and from Yashan. Chutz Min HaOmer Shtei Alechem Sheinu Banan El Min HaChadosh UMin HaAretz. Except for Omer Shtei Alechem, they have to dafka be brought from the new grain, and they have to dafka be brought from Eretz Yisrael. V'kulon Einan Ba'in El Min HaMuvchar, and they have to be brought from the choicest of grains. Ve'ezu mufchar shalem, where do you find the best grains for these korbanos? Mechanis v'zatcha alfa v'solas. It identifies specific locations where you find the best grain for making flour. Shnielahen aforayim bebika. And the second grade, one level down, is a place called aforayim in the bika. Kala rotzasa yuksheros al mikano yimavim. Really, you could bring from anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. And Rashi points out, Kigon, Yehuda, the Evar Yarden, the Galil Sheros, that all of them are kosher. Yehuda, Evar Yarden, and the Galil are all kosher. It's just that these are the places that they actually brought from. Now that last line is not so pashut at all. That Evar Yarden, you know, there's a Gemara in Ksubis at the very end of Maseches Ksubis that a husband could force his wife to go to make Aliyah with him from Chutz Laaretz to Eretz Yisrael, and a woman could force her husband to do the same. And the Gemara goes through a number of milos of living in Eretz Yisrael. Someone who's darba Eretz Yisrael is darba Chutz Laaretz is darba kamisha einlo aloka. Someone who lives in Eretz Yisrael is yeshlo aloka. Kol darba Eretz Yisrael shari below avon. You're living without sin if you're in Eretz Yisrael. Kavura, call a cover buried soul, kilu cover tachas a mizbeach. Being buried in Eretz Yisrael is like being buried underneath the mizbeach. Tchias a mesim, mesay chutz laaretz, have to go through a gilgul of some sort, rolling through the ground. Mesay Eretz Yisrael, just get up right there on the spot. Mishpat. So a whole bunch of discussion. So the Tashbet says the Tshuva in Chelek Gimel, Simen Reish, do all of these milos apply to Eivar Yardin as well? So he's Mechalik, he has a very interesting Chelek. He says there's a difference between the mitzvos Eretz Yisrael and Kedushas HaShechina. Kedushas HaMitzvos and Kedushas HaShechina. He says the mitzvos at least bar it's applied to Eivar Yardin, but Kedushas HaShechina doesn't apply to Eivar Yardin. So you always have to figure out what's a function of Kedushas Mitzvos Eretz Yisrael, the mitzvos of Atzilus Paretz, and what's a function of Kedushas HaShechina. So in the Chidah, in the Birka Yosef, he has a suffix. Can you bring the Minchas HaOmer from Eivar Yardin, whether that's Kedushas Eretz Yisrael? So he brings the whole Machlokas, and he brings the Tashbet, this Tashbet, that all mitzvos that are Atzilus Paretz are Nogos by Eivar Yardin. He says, therefore, you could bring the Omer from Eivar Yardin as well. But he says, L'chor, it's a Machlokas Rishonin. Because over here, Rashi says that you're allowed to bring Me'ever, even Me'ever Yardin, Yehuda, Me'ever Yardin, Galil, it's all kosher. But so Rashi is very clear about it. But the Ran in Maseches Nedarim, Dafchav Beis Amud Aleph, says that Me'ever Yardin is not Niskadesh for Havas HaOmer. So you see that Me'ever Yardin maybe doesn't have this full level of Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. So a very interesting discussion about the Kedusha of Me'ever Yardin. Other Achronim suggest that maybe there's two Eivar Yardins. There's Eivar Yardin that has a Kedusha, and then there's a little further. Eivar just means the other side. So there's like a lot on the other side. So it could be Eivar de Eivar, right? That doesn't have any sort of Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was very in Eivar Yardin, but he was told he's not going to enter into Eretz Yisrael. It wasn't Zochet to Kavur Eretz Yisrael. So that's the din of Kedusha HaShechina. So there's a lot to be discussed on that point. Just one last point before we conclude. We said that all the Kabbarnas can only be brought Minam Muvchar. So Tos brings from it Sefta that the din that has to be Minam Muvchar is from the Pasuk Mivchar Nidrechem. So the Sfasemes, just the Magia on the Sfasemes, says, I don't understand why you need a separate drasha. There's a rule by all mitzvos. Zekeli Va'anveyu. Hisna Lefanov B'mitzvos. So that's what the Achronim work on a little bit over here. Is there a separate din of Hidr Mitzvah over here beyond the regular Hidr Mitzvah that you have by all other mitzvahs? Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up with the Gemara tomorrow.